fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 7th day of November, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Should be done in every public and private school every school day of the year, in my opinion. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. That's not optional, in my opinion. Your team needs to do all those things together as a team. All right, we have patient waiting in Greenwood, my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to discuss the events today and how incorporating EMP shield devices into your life, into your equipment, like I have, will help you to achieve your goals. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being here with us. Are you CONUS or off someplace in some other country?
I am still off someplace in another country.
All right. Well, you have good, clear audio here, so just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Well, the big day for midterms is tomorrow. Of course, I don't know where you are. It might already be tomorrow if you're on the other side of the international dateline. Smart money seems to be on Republicans taking control of the U.S. House of Representatives again, and very likely taking control of the U.S. Senate, although that's not a done deal, which is why we need to encourage people to get to the polls. If we, being conservative Christian Republicans, only take control of the House of Representatives, we can shut down the out-of-control spending of the Democrats, can't we, sir?
I believe so. You know, we're going to have, if that's the case, there's certainly going to be a lot more controls in place, and hopefully they can make the right decisions. But, you know, it's interesting to see, and I look forward to seeing what the results are tomorrow.
Right. There's a lot of speculation about what will happen if there is truly a red wave, with Republican governors being elected in these contested states. speculation about what Antifa will do, what Black Lives Matter will do. Antifa has not gone away. They're in a holding pattern, waiting for their orders. They've been recruited, trained, equipped, and paid for by George Soros and his handlers, especially his son Alexander. A lot of speculation about what will happen in these blue cities and blue states if Republican governors and mayors and U.S. reps and state reps and so forth are elected. So it may be a good idea for people to pay attention to what's going on, couldn't it, Andrew?
Absolutely. People need to keep their eyes open and be cognizant of their surroundings. You know, things might get a little rough, especially there's going to be a lot of Democrats. If the Republicans take, you know, both of them, they're not going to be very happy. So, you know, be aware and be careful.
There's a headline here at Steve Quayle's website. It's from Hal Turner radio show that Allentown, Pennsylvania is out of diesel fuel. I'm not sure what that means as far as any wider areas, but we've been hearing for several weeks about diesel fuel shortages, haven't we, sir?
Yeah, sure we have. It's interesting. It's just Allentown, but I've actually got some family that is originally from there. Some still live there, but that's crazy to hear that that's the case, and I wonder if it's going to start making its way across the country with running out other places as well.
Right. This is a lit up sign at the Allentown, Pennsylvania Highway Service Plaza, which typically are on these limited access highways where you can get off the highway and get fuel, get food, and so forth, take a break. I guess we'll see. There's apparently the same website, Hal Turner, reported fuel outages in North Carolina, Oklahoma, in Tennessee, limits on what you can buy in those states, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Of course, North Carolina and Tennessee share a common border. They're in the Appalachian Mountains. Mm-hmm. In fact, between the two states, between North Carolina and Tennessee, you can travel the entire eastern part of the country from the Atlantic Ocean to the Mississippi River. But if there's truly a nationwide shortage, or even just the Northeast states, that would dramatically harm the economy, wouldn't it, sir?
Oh, yes. That would be very rough. There's going to be a lot of people that aren't going to be able to get to work. Especially if it spreads across the U.S., it's going to cause a lot of problems on top of the other issues that we currently have going on in our country and around the world. So let's hope that that doesn't happen. But, we certainly see something coming. So,
well, the gasoline that gets to the service stations for our cars is hauled by trucks that work on diesel, aren't they?
Right. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
They are. And that's gonna basically make the problem a lot worse, because then we're gonna stop having regular gas as well.
Absolutely. You got a question or comment? We'd be glad to entertain that at 512-248-8252. Well, I was at my one of the places I own yesterday. My EMP shield device is patiently waiting on the kitchen counter for my electrician to install it. He's been a busy guy, but it'll give me real peace of mind when I walk in and I see the empty box there, knowing that it's been installed on the circuit breaker panel. That it's been way too long. I'm going to have to nudge him gently to get this done. He's a busy guy. He's an electrician, heating and air conditioning guy.
Sure.
And he stays busy all year long with those dual skills, heating and air conditioning. But it would be a crying shame to have that piece of equipment sitting there if an EMP went off or we had a lightning strike, wouldn't it?
It really would. In fact, we've had some customers, very sadly, that purchased EMP shields. And, before it was installed, they took a lightning strike. One of them, I recall, had very severe damage. In fact, the strike caused a fire on the inside of the structure. And so they actually lost quite a bit from that. And they were kicking themselves for not installing it. But the lightning struck the same day that they received the EMP shield in the mail. So it was a very sad story.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, it's better to be a year too soon than a moment too late, isn't it?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And in this case, they were a moment too late. We don't know if it's minutes or hours, but not that it matters. So I hope people will pay attention to these little vignettes, these little stories that we tell, that they will pay attention and go ahead and order their EMP shield and get it installed ASAP on their car, on their truck, on the circuit breaker of their home. There's no excuse for waiting, is there, sir?
No, there really isn't. And, you know, it's actually, I'm excited. If you don't mind, I've got some kind of neat news.
Let's hear that.
With a new product that we're going to be releasing. So it's not out yet. It's going to be probably about 2 weeks, but we've finalized and we've got in production right now a new vehicle model. It's going to be called the EMP Shield Micro. And what we've been able to do is take the same technology from our regular vehicle model and shrink the device down by 70%. So it is 70% smaller than the original EMP shield. And, you know, a lot of people might say, well, why'd you do that? Well, the reason is more modern vehicles, the engine compartment gets tighter and tighter. We've seen it every year. Over the last 4 years, we see the newer models, it gets harder and harder for a customer to find a location. Now, we haven't had a issue yet with somebody eventually, but they always find a place, but it's very difficult for the customer. And so what we've done is we've found a way to shrink everything down. So it's going to be good for people who have very modern vehicles, and it's also going to be good for folks that want to use it on motorcycles and ATVs and other mobile platforms that are a little bit smaller, where you don't have a lot of space to really connect the device to the vehicle. So we're very excited about that. We should have it out in about 2 weeks. It is going to be in limited quantities, and we know they're all going to go pretty fast. But we will have it, and I'll be sure to announce, you know, when it's available on the show once it's ready to go.
Well, that's great, and looking forward to seeing the details on that, Andrew. And launching a new product, it takes a lot of time and effort, doesn't it?
Oh, it really has. In fact, this one's been about 6 months in the works. You know, the production part's not quite so difficult for us because we manufacture ourselves pretty much. You know, we do everything ourselves. But, you know, getting the design correct, you know, making sure everything was great, you know, the little things that actually ended up taking more time than the production part. But, you know, they're in production right now. In fact, there's about 290 of them in the box about ready to go. So they may be available in about a week. We just got to finish the first production run. We hope to have a very small number, maybe 400 on hand, which I believe we're going to have about 200 going to Amazon because we do sell a couple products on Amazon. We'll have them for Black Friday, and then the remainder will be on our website. And for this product, because it's going to be limited quantities, we're going to have a counter on there that shows how many units are available so that people understand, you know, like they're limited. If you really want one, get it before somebody else does, because we believe they're going to go very fast.
I have no doubt that they go very fast. No doubt at all. Well, Andrew, what limited TV I watch is Fox News. And of course they've been focusing on the midterm elections that take place tomorrow. To the exclusion of pretty much any other news at all. The Ukraine war doesn't exist on Fox News, not at all, at least for the moment. Maybe the Ukraine war will come back beginning Wednesday. But
right.
the private reports I'm getting about Europe and the Ukraine war are very scary. That we actually have American troops not only as advisors to operate and maintain complex equipment, we actually have American troops already fighting in Ukraine, in combat. We have a lot of American troops apparently pre-positioned in Poland, right next door, which tells me that we're right at the edge of World War III. This is Russia's backyard, and if anything comes into Mother Russia itself, it's going to be a disaster. Russia will not tolerate any foreign intervention, foreign troops, foreign attacks on what might be called Russian soil, will they?
Oh, they certainly won't. If they even, you know, get verified information that Americans have crossed the border, it's going to go straight to World War III. So it's a very scary and dangerous time, especially over there. And, what I've been reading, at least in the news, is Russia still working to take down electrical infrastructure and other critical infrastructure. So they're still ongoing. It's because it's election time, we're not hearing about it in the news as much, but it is still going. And, for those who thought Russia wasn't doing a very good job, that was all PSYOP. That the Russian military is among, the top five, maybe top 10 in the world. And if they really want to, they could annihilate Ukraine. So
of course they could.
Keep my eye on it. Yeah.
Of course I could.
Yep.
One of my listeners just sent me a little promotional video on Russian Spetsnaz. There's an attractive young lady singing these patriotic songs and encouraging young men to join the Spetsnaz. Mm-hmm. And this video could have came out of Hollywood, quite frankly. It is so professionally done. Russian mm-hmm. Spetsnaz is held in high regard by all the world's militaries, aren't they?
They very much are. And that's why I was surprised in the beginning of this war. The news is saying, Russia's not doing very well. And I'm looking at their old equipment, and I'm saying, well, this is deliberate. They're sending in the C-team first, to see what they can do with the C-team. And then now they're about to bring in the A-team. And the Spetsnaz, they don't play around. Like, it's going to be not very good for Ukraine, unfortunately.
No, not at all. Not at all. Now, when the A-team comes in there, assuming they do, it'll be a disaster. And I mean, I don't know if you've heard this, but apparently Russia is running advertisements in Afghanistan to recruit the Afghan special forces that we trained and left behind, which amounts to about 12,000 to 15,000
right.
Russians, Afghan special forces, all trained by American Green Berets and Navy SEALs, equipped by Green Berets and
yep.
Navy SEALs, with all the latest knowledge and training and techniques and so forth to go to Ukraine and be well compensated by Russia to do so. That's not a good thing, is it?
It's not. It's not a force to be reckoned with either. Some people might look down on that, like, oh, they're from Afghanistan. Well, I've been with ODAs where we went and trained, folks in other countries, and I can tell you they get some of the best training in the world. And after they're trained, that's not somebody that you want to mess with. So that's not looking good for Ukraine either, then, if that is the case.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we got our first break coming up here. And traditionally, that's where we inform our new listeners, which we have new listeners every week, what in the world EMP is, how does it work, and how to protect from it. It's a summary that is something we must do every week because of the new listeners, isn't it, Andrew?
Yes, sir. It's good to do it. I'm glad that the new folks joining us will be able to learn a little bit. So I'll give my overview of EMP and the effects and just describe a little bit about it, and hopefully people can wake up a little bit to understand how severe and how dangerous this weapon actually is and understand that it's real.
It is quite real. It is quite real. And, of course, the fallback position is lightning. We talked about lightning a bit. The industry leader for an insurance coverage for lightning damage is EMP Shield, isn't it?
Yes, sir. There's really nothing else on the market that even compares to what we're offering. And it's actually kind of interesting because we designed EMP Shield to protect against the effects of, electromagnetic pulse, which is the weapon I'm going to describe here after the break. But what we quickly discovered is that it does provide an incredible amount of protection against lightning. And in fact, it's such a capable device that we guarantee lightning protection because of how robust and how fast the device is able to operate. And it's backed by an industry-leading warranty that also guarantees protection against lightning. And if it does not do its job, we pay for the cost of damage up to $25,000.
Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Special announcement. My Veterans Day sale for on energy cleaners begins immediately, and there's a bonus above and beyond what I normally do. The Veterans Day sale will be $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads. The bonus is every order gets a copy of my DVD, Global Warming: What the Government Isn't Telling You, as a premium. So that begins today and goes until midnight a week from today. The Veterans Day sale on energy cleaners, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. The premium for the sale will be a copy of my DVD, Global Warming: What the Government Isn't Telling You. My work in that DVD is what resulted in me being awarded the Prague Peace Prize in Prague, Czech Republic, the summer of 2017. We have with us Andrew representing EMP Shield, and we're going to be getting that summary of just what in the world EMP is, how, what does it do, and how to protect from it. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks, John. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse, and I think a lot of folks, and you know, folks listening right now, probably have heard the term EMP or electromagnetic pulse, but they may not be aware, you may not be aware that it's actually a very real weapon. It sounds like it comes from a movie or a science fiction book or maybe a video game, but it is very real. And the way it's actually created is from a nuclear weapon, but not in the sense that we're used to seeing. So, you know, when you see a video of a nuclear weapon, it's going off on or near the ground level, and you see a mushroom cloud and radiation and devastation. With an EMP, it's quite different. So what's happening is they're actually detonating that weapon in the atmosphere, but not low in the atmosphere. It's actually very high, roughly 300 miles above the Earth is what we project would be the optimal altitude to detonate this weapon. And what's happening is when the nuclear bomb is exploding, it's going out in all directions. So it's pushing outwards into space. It's also pushing downwards towards the Earth. And the radiation, the gamma radiation, and the matter from that blast is what's creating the EMP. And I'll explain. So in the first two phases, there's three total, but in the first two phases, which is called the E1 and the E2, they're created from that blast going downwards towards the Earth and passing through the atmosphere. And what's happening, and very quickly happening, in the first is in nanoseconds, the second phase is in microseconds, but the gamma radiation is hitting the atmosphere and actually stripping those freed electrons from the atmosphere, and they're getting shot down towards the Earth. And that process is called ionization. And what's happening is you have an incredibly large amount of energy, or a large amount of electrons in the atmosphere. And even at a low level, you're looking at roughly 50,000 volts per square meter. So an incredible amount of energy that is coming down towards the Earth at a very high rate of speed and inducing into everything that's a conductor of electricity. So it's going directly into your vehicle, directly into your home's electrical system, directly into the grid, directly into your TV. It doesn't matter if it's plugged in or not plugged in. It doesn't matter if it's inside your house or outside of your house. For the most part, these electrons are going to go through pretty much any structure and induce into, you know, anything that's a conductor. And what this means is after those first two phases of the EMP, so the first phase is in nanoseconds, the second is in microseconds, everything that has electronics inside of it, microelectronics, so transistors, resistors, diodes, substances like silicon arsenide, microprocessors, anything that has those has a very high likelihood of being destroyed. So your vehicle, if it's a modern vehicle, it is no longer going to run because it's got computers and electronics inside of it. It's the same with pretty much anything else inside your house. And it's also, people don't know this, but there's also a high likelihood that portions of the grid will also go down just from these first two phases of the EMP. But the third phase of an EMP is a little bit different. It's created from that blast of the nuclear weapon going outwards into space. And what's happening is when it goes out into space, it's pushing on the magnetosphere, which is that thing around the Earth that's protecting us from space weather. And because the magnetosphere likes to sit in a normal shape around the Earth, it begins to fluctuate from that blast to try to get itself back to that shape around the Earth. And while the magnetosphere is fluctuating, it's creating a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth that is also inducing into larger antennas. So your home's not really big enough, but the grid, which can be 1 mile, 5 miles, 10 miles long, potentially, or longer, is a large enough antenna to induce this low and slow charge, which will build over time. Potentially, it'll go for 10-plus hours. And at a certain point, this charge is going to get so high across the grid that portions of the grid will eventually be destroyed. So portions of substations, transformers, and really anything that's connected to the grid is also receiving this energy through the grid. If they haven't already been destroyed, they will be destroyed from this energy going into them, to include, you know, nuclear power facilities and other power production plants will go down. And so by the end of the third phase, you no longer have anything that uses electronics, microelectronics. You no longer have power. You no longer have communications, the internet. Pretty much our way of life as we know it has gone back to the 1800s. And this is a very devastating weapon. In fact, it's so devastating that the Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population will die within 1 year after an EMP.
Yeah, it's very true. It's a great way to summarize it. We appreciate that, Andrew. We had a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Back up and running full speed. Thank goodness it was a challenge that week we were down. My Veterans Day sale begins immediately. Veterans Day is this coming Friday. Veterans Day sale on energy cleaners. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I'm not going to change all that internet stuff for a one-week sale. It would be too much. So I refund the difference manually. Now, there's a premium this sale. That would be a copy of my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, the DVD that resulted in me being awarded the Prague Peace Prize. So the sale begins immediately and goes until midnight, Monday the 14th. All right, and that's at thelibertyman.com. If you call my toll-free order line, place your order, they won't have a clue about the sale. You just go ahead and place your order. I'll take care of the discount and making sure you get the DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. We have with us Andrew, representing EMP Shield, and we're talking about the events today and how incorporating EMP Shield in your life can help you achieve your goals. And lightning is something that can happen anywhere, anytime. There's no place that's completely safe from lightning, is there, Andrew?
There really isn't. You know, with the weather that's been changing, you know, there's been lightning occurring even, you know, in September and October. I haven't heard of any customers in November yet, but it certainly could happen. And lightning is a very devastating thing that, unfortunately, many people don't really think about. You know, they presume that it's not going to happen to them, or they haven't known anybody that took lightning damage. But very sadly, some of those same folks eventually do get struck by lightning and wish they had had protection. And so hopefully when we talk about this, people realize, like, it's very, very inexpensive to get protection for your home. And EMP Shield offers some of the best in the world, and we're able to guarantee lightning protection to help you protect your investment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I know it gives me peace of mind. Before I had EMP Shield installed, whenever a thunderstorm was coming, it might be 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd hear the thunder and I'd have to get up, unplug computers, unplug the answering machine, unplug my electronic scale for mailing my products, and everything else that had, microelectronics in it. I wasn't so much worried about the bigger things like refrigerators and freezers, but the smaller appliances that had electronics, that was where my concern was. And I have suffered some minor damage in the past. I lost a postal scale due to a lightning strike and a cordless telephone, you know, and so forth. Having your cell phone plugged into the charger without EMP Shield could mean the end of your cell phone, couldn't it?
It absolutely could. You know, what's interesting about lightning is it can travel quite a ways. If it strikes a line, it can travel down the line. It can travel through the ground and come up into your home. And your cell phone, your TV, pretty much anything with microelectronics can absolutely be destroyed from lightning. You know, even if it's a strike that's not close to your home, it can still be damaged.
So. All right. I got a special announcement here, Andrew, for all our listeners. Republic Broadcasting is auctioning off, auction probably isn't the correct word. We're taking donations to get a chance to get one of John Stapmiller's books from his personal private library. So if you donate $100 or more, I made my donation the other day, the donor has an opportunity to receive a book that was owned by Mr. Stapmiller and in his private personal library. I don't know how many volumes he had there, probably several hundred, if his library is anything like mine. So that offer begins immediately and goes for probably the rest of this month. I don't know how long for people to take part in that. It's been about a year since John passed, and I miss him. He was the rock that we all relied on here at Republic Broadcasting. He was the owner of the network, and I truly miss John Stapmiller. Let's get back to the topic at hand. EMP Shield doesn't have two production lines, one for the government and one for the rest of us, does it, Andrew?
No, sir. Every product that we sell exceeds military standards. So what you're buying on the website is more than capable of protecting you against EMP, lightning, and the effects of the sun from coronal mass ejection as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this is a wonderful product that has performed. And just as I mentioned in the past, just to sell a pair of socks to the which would be a pair, but to sell socks to the government, you have to pass all kinds of very rigorous testing and standards. When it comes to something this important, the testing is very rigorous and very detailed and repeated, isn't it?
Oh, it's incredibly complex. In fact, we just recently, a couple months ago, finished a series of tests with a company called Meditech, which is owned and ran by Dr. William Radasky, who is a senior member of the U.S. EMP Commission. And so we're very proud to have been able to do that and to have him say that our products work well and will protect against EMP. He was specifically testing against the E1 because it's one of the hardest phases of the EMP to be able to protect against. And he was happy to say that it is capable of doing its job and protecting the equipment. So it's incredible. And, you know, just having a big name like that from the EMP Commission be able to test and do all, it's a 200-page report. So they got very nerdy with the testing, which is great. And that's exactly what we wanted, and tested pretty much every, you know, possible scenario combination, all kinds of different stuff. So that's been very good to see.
I recall one of the standards, I was looking into this on an unrelated matter about 20, 25 years ago, a piece of electronic equipment to be bought by the government, it had to withstand a 3-foot fall onto solid concrete and still have no harm to the function of the equipment. It might be scratched up or dented or banged up, but it could still function perfectly normally. I don't know if that was part of your testing or not, but I recall that as one of the standards I've seen in the past.
Yeah, we certainly, there's a whole, I don't even know off the top of my head, but there's a whole lot of things that we have to either meet or exceed. I used to know all of the references off the top of my head. I don't quite remember anymore because it's been a while, but so some really, really interesting testing to include like water, submersion, temperature testing, dust testing, capabilities, more specifically, there's a lot. There's like so many interesting things that we had to be able to test for. But they really are. They're incredible devices. They're waterproof, IP67. So technically you can't keep it in water forever, but as an electrical device, you could actually dunk it. I don't recommend people doing this, but you can dunk it into a bucket of water and it will still be able to function, and you can keep it there for,
that would be unexpected. When I was in Vietnam, there was an accident. Nobody got injured, but I saw an Army issue Jeep completely submerged in the water in a canal. The MPs brought over a tow truck and they pulled it out of the canal, and somebody said, "Well, let's see if it starts up." It started right up.
Yep.
And this vehicle was completely submerged. I think maybe the top of the windshield was sticking out 2 or 3 inches. And so that's what mil-spec means. It means that you can do things you normally could never do with a civilian product, right?
That's right. It's designed to be able to, last much longer than a civilian product, in the harshest conditions, harshest climates, getting banged up, potentially, bombed, blown up, and you name it. It's designed to be able to, be very durable.
Absolutely. I should mention also that there's more details on the book offer at Republic Broadcasting's website and the scrolling banners. So the scrolling banners at RBN's website, you can get more details on this offer to get and own one of John Satmiller's personal library books. Andrea, everything, all the different products for automobiles and generators and homes are in stock and ready for immediate shipment. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct. Everything's ready to go. Like I mentioned earlier, we for those who are unaware, EMP Shields out of Burlington, Kansas, we actually have 3 facilities now. We're still working on the third one, but we produce everything ourselves. We build it. We ship it right from there. The whole team works out of Kansas, and we're very proud of that, and we're very, very proud of our shipping, and everything's in stock. If you order before 12 o'clock, any work day of the week, it will normally ship the very next day, and it's free two-day shipping to anywhere in the U.S.
I want to thank EMP Shield for graciously offering my listeners to be grandfathered in for a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. So if your family has 2 cars and a truck and you need one for the home, that's a $200 discount between those 4 different pieces of equipment, isn't it?
It really is. It's almost enough to purchase a fifth device. So it's helping people save money. And people are really taking advantage of it, which is great.
It is. It is. And $50, that'll buy a tank of fuel for most automobiles and at least part of a tank for a good-sized truck. And that could make a big difference in a family budget, couldn't it?
Oh, really? It really could. For a family, I think the average order size is it's about 3 units. So you're saving $150. That's a pretty significant amount of money. That's food for the family. That's gas. I highly recommend people go to thelibertyman.com and get that discount.
Absolutely. Well, the war in Ukraine is not going away. These high-level officials in the U.S. government are talking about nuclear war as casually as somebody might talk about ordering a pizza, which I find that scary in of itself, don't you?
Yes. Oh, it's It's like, I don't even know how to explain it, but to me it just feels so incredibly weird to hear higher level politicians talk about nuclear war like it's nothing. And this isn't something that would normally occur, but they're just talking about it like so casually. We're in history. This is history. The last 3 years is, you know, it's some of the biggest history I think our world's seen in quite a long time. And the threat of EMP is incredibly real. Our enemies, China, Russia, have publicly threatened the United States with EMP. Just for those who weren't aware of that, this is something that is literally being threatened against the United States. And as we can see in Ukraine, even Russia is deliberately taking out the power and the critical infrastructure before it is whatever it is they're going to do, which, you know, looks like they're about to just, you know, try to take them out. But that's just a tactic and a strategy that we know countries like Russia use. And using an EMP to do that in America would be something that they're very capable of doing. So I hope people really do, at the very minimum, you know, go to libertyman.com and learn a little bit about EMP Shield. Or if you want to go online to Google, just start learning a little bit about EMP. And, you know, people will open their eyes and understand how devastating this weapon really is.
That's right. That's right. Well, I hope people will open their eyes. There's a lot of educational material at my website at thelibertyman.com. And most of the customers install these things themselves, even grandmothers in their 80s with little or no mechanical aptitude. Have been known to install these with a little bit of coaching, haven't they?
They absolutely have. In fact, we walked through on the phone. I think she was 90. I don't remember the exact age, but she was getting up there in age, and she refused to have somebody do it. She wanted to do it herself and save the money. And we talked her through it on the phone. It was about 10 minutes. She did it herself. Most of our customers, especially the vehicle model, it's about 10 minutes. They do it themselves. If you can change a battery, you can install an EMP shield. It's very, very simple.
I think I've installed about six of them at this point. The most difficult thing is finding a flat spot about the size of two packs of cigarettes, which I've always found one, but sometimes I have to be a bit more creative. And then I use some rubbing alcohol to make sure it's nice and clean so the industrial adhesive has something good and tight to stick to. Because you can't have adhesive adhering to dirt, can you?
No, you can't. It's good to clean it with rubbing alcohol, like you said. But once it's on there, it's on there. It's not
coming it's not coming off.
It is industrial.
It's industrial grade Velcro. If you do have to remove it and transfer vehicles, just leave the Velcro on the vehicle and get a new strip for the new vehicle, and you're good to go, aren't you?
That's right. And, you know, for people who, you know, we've yet to find a vehicle. We couldn't find a space for the EMP Shield. But for those who are concerned about space, the new EMP Shield Micro, which will be out in a week or two, is going to solve that problem quite simply for many people. And you don't even have to think about it anymore. Installation will be probably less than 10 minutes now because you don't have to find a spot for it.
Now, the width and length, I don't care so much about the height, but the length and width and the height of the micro, if you know it offhand.
I don't know it offhand, but I do know it's actually 78% smaller.
Whoa.
So it's very, very, it's very small.
That would be smaller than the size of a pack of cigarettes then. 78%.
Correct. It's about the same as a pack of cigarettes, but a little bit narrower.
Okay. All right. That's phenomenal. That'll make the install process go so much easier. So much easier.
And oh, yeah.
That's. I don't know who's responsible for that, but you can thank them on my behalf for doing that. And because I know I'll be installing more of these. Eliminating that little bit of grief it helps. It helps a lot. I'm really grateful that they did that. But that's the nature of electronics. Mm-hmm. Every two or three years, the electronics get much smaller, much better, and not all the time, but sometimes less expensive. So that's a great thing. And the price will remain the same for the smaller version?
No, so it is going to be a little bit more expensive. The pricing hasn't been solidified yet, but it is going to cost a little bit more because it's more expensive for us to manufacture it.
Let me know
this
that.
New micro will also be... Yep, will do. Sure.
Yeah, well, get me the information so I can get the updates to my website with the new products. That'll be great.
Sure.
Well, that's really, that's great news. That is wonderful news. I may go ahead and put one on my motorcycle, one of these new ones, because I can find a place on my motorcycle that would handle something that small. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a big, it's a 750-pound motorcycle, everything mm-hmm. is really compact on a motorcycle, to say the least. So that's great news.
Right.
Is there any work towards making MP Shield available for aircraft, sir?
So we have sold for aircraft. We just can't sell for anything that's FAA regulated. So if it's a private aircraft, we have to let you purchase.
Okay. Here's our last break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaS. Secret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. We are back. Got some new bumper music there, Andrew. Pretty upbeat stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We've been doing the show for years now, and every time something changes, I'm like, oh, that's new.
Yeah, sometime we'll be some new things coming. That's just one of them. Well, Andrew, you're up there in the cornfields of Kansas doing your work. You got recruited from your career in the Army. Thank goodness that may have saved your life, quite frankly. You easily could have been in Afghanistan during that debacle if you had not left the Army, couldn't you?
That's correct. I actually, it could have been. There was talks of, you know, potentially me going somewhere, you know, during that time. And, you know, then I got a call from some friends, and we decided to start EMP Shield. And I just want to tell people, I love the Army. I was torn on even leaving, but, you know, leaving was the best decision I've ever made in my life. And very proud to have helped start EMP Shield. And it really, truly is an incredible product.
Well, I'm glad you did that. You and I share a common military experience in psychological warfare, where we both learned a lot and grew up a lot. And that experience has stood us well over the years, hasn't it?
You know, it really has. You know, a lot of the things I learned in the Army, I still use to this day, especially, you know, just all kinds of things. It was a great experience. It was a great time of learning for me. And I did grow up a lot as well, you know, joining the Army as a 19 or 20 years old, you know,
pretty much all of my
adult life.
Absolutely. There's all large organizations work in very similar fashions, whether it's the Army or General Motors or whatever it might be, because it's people, and lots of similarities between all larger organizations, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely there are. You know, the Army's, I don't mean to sound bad, it's almost like a machine. You know, they've kind of perfected, you know, the art of leadership and the art of people. And, you know, some people don't like it. Some people love it. But, you know, I did. I loved the Army. And it was sad to go. But I did make the right decision.
All right. Well, thank you for being with us, Andrew. We look forward to having you back next Monday, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Okay, that's it. We have Sam Andrews coming up at the top of the hour. We will have Firearms Monday. And take your questions, calls, and comments. We'll focus primarily on rifles, pistols, and training. And, of course, the midterm election is coming up tomorrow. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.